Hi everyone, welcome in a new video, a new CX update. It's been a few months, but now I'm back with monthly updates on customer experience to give you a fresh dose of inspiration month after month. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. First of all, I'm super excited because my new book, A Diamond in the Rough, is about to be published. It will be today or tomorrow, one of these days now. It's a complete new book. It's about how to build a customer culture. Completely different than my previous book. The Offer You Can't Refuse was more about a macro customer strategy. Now it's really about the how-to. I really want to write a book about how you can become a customer-centric company, how you can build that customer culture. I see a lot of companies and they stay that diamond in the rough, you know? They have the desire to be customer-centric, they have the intention, they have the PowerPoint, but in the execution, it's very often average to low quality. And it's only when the customer actually feels a change, a positive change, that you have impact. Most companies remain that diamond in the rough. So the book is about how can you transform yourself from a diamond in the rough into this beautiful shiny diamond. So I really cannot wait to hear your first feedback, your first reactions on this new book. It's always like jumping in the deep. So I really hope that you're gonna enjoy it. I have put all my energy and all my expertise in it. So I can't wait to hear and read your feedback on the new book, A Diamond in the Rough. You know, I would suggest that we change the terminology sometimes in customer experience. It was my good friend Rudy Munard who pointed me into this direction. He said, you know, think about the word frontline staff. In customer experience, we often talk about frontline staff, right? The word frontline, it actually means sending people to a very dangerous place. Where else do you have a front line? It's in a war, and it's the most dangerous place. It's the place where you have the highest likelihood to be killed. That's how we call our customer service department or our people who are in stores. They are in a dangerous place, close to customers. Maybe we need to think about different words, like the customer happiness zone, the customer success zone. I don't know, but maybe we should make it into something positive and not scary. Because the problem is, if you call it the front line, the scary place, in many companies, if you start to make promotion, if you get higher on the ladder, you get further and further away from that front line. You get further and further away from those customers, which is not a good thing. So maybe a suggestion, and you can let me know what you would use as a different wording, but what could we use instead of frontline staff? And let's not use the word frontline staff anymore. Just an idea that I wanted to share with you. Of course, every month I have to talk about artificial intelligence because, you know, AI and customer experience, it's gonna be fantastic. We're gonna see an increase in output quality. We're gonna see an increase in productivity. It will be a game changer. I'm convinced about that. I even think we're sometimes underhyping its importance. And I also believe that the field of customer service will be like the first point where we're gonna see the impact of AI. But just one invitation to all of you who are working on that. What I hear most today when it's about AI and customers, it's about cost savings and it's about productivity increase, which is fine, but I truly hope that we will think beyond the increase in efficiency, because I think that if we use AI right, that we can create new value opportunities towards our customers. This could be the same game changer as launching apps in the past. You know, today we interact with companies, we do interactions through apps, and it's usually super convenient. We're used to that. It was a game changer. Think about how AI agents could do the same, how AI personal assistants could do the same. I can imagine that in X years, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, all of us, that we will have some sort of a personal medical coach, a personal teacher, a personal financial planner. You know, on each of the dimensions that you have an app now in your life, that you will have an AI assistant, an AI platform that will assist you in a conversational way, in a fully personalized way, that brings more value, more personalized, faster, proactive, which could create a whole new kind of customer experience. So I would invite all of you, not just focus on the efficiency part and efficiency gains of AI, but think beyond that and think about how can we use this new system, this new philosophy, to create more value for our customers. I think that is where we're going to see the real game-changing options. You know, most companies are really having good intentions to do well for their customers. Like, there are a lot of fashion brands now that give lifelong guarantee to their products. Patagonia is the most famous one. They give a lifelong guarantee to their products. They will fix it, which is great. Other brands do that as well, more and more. But recently I talked with a brand called Canada Goose, a more premium brand, and they told me it's lifelong guarantee. And I said, wow, that's great. And how does it work? Well, they said, if something's wrong, you can bring it to our stores or reach out to our contact center and, you know, we will fix anything for the rest of your life. I said, okay, where do you have stores? Well, in Amsterdam, in Manchester, in Berlin, in Copenhagen, in New York. We got stores in all these major cities. I don't live in a major city. I live in a small town in Belgium. I live far away from those major cities. So if something would be wrong with that coat and I have to fix it, I have to do a big effort to get there. But they promise lifelong guarantee. It looks nice, but for me, it's quite an effort to really take advantage of that philosophy. If you compare it with Patagonia, I saw a lot of stories being shared on LinkedIn and socials this summer, where the philosophy of Patagonia is, look, if something is broken, you can bring it to our stores and we will fix it. But if that's not convenient for you, what you can do is you can take your coat and go to anyone close to your house that can fix broken coats, because in 99% of the cases, anyone can fix it. You don't have to be from Patagonia to make a dip, to fix it. Anyone can do it. So go to the most convenient place for you, take a picture of the receipt, tell us how much you paid, then email us that receipt, and 5 days later, we're gonna give you that money back. We're gonna put that on your bank account. You see, and this is what fascinates me. It's the same promise, lifelong guarantee. But one is very difficult for the customer or takes a lot of your time and effort. The other one is super convenient for the customer. And that's what I mean with the new book, right? A Diamond in the Rough. Some are a diamond in the rough where the effort, it's a nice promise, but the effort for the customer is still high. With Patagonia, it's a shiny, beautiful diamond because it's a great product. But in the implementation, they created a process that is super easy for the customer. They created the process from the customer point of view, not from the company point of view. Same promise, different execution, big difference for the customer. So it's those kind of philosophies, that kind of thinking that I would like to promote with my new book, A Diamond in the Rough, where I hope that companies will keep the great promise, but develop it in execution from the point of view of the customer. All right, guys, this was my monthly update, CX update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel. Give me a comment in the video. Let me know what you think about it. And then I hope to see you again next month for a new CX update. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.